The Ellora and Salem Horticultural Society celebrates its 173rd anniversary this year, making it one of the oldest continuously operating societies in the province. And this spring, the society wants to help the community get a gardening head start. On May 13, from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., the Ellora and Salem Horticultural Society will host its annual plant sale at the Ellora Center for the Arts, ECFTA. Now in its 33rd year, Society President Jude Dowling says the plant sale will see a good variety of perennials and tubers available, all dug from Horticultural Society members' gardens. All plants are donated from members or friends of the society, perennials that are all being grown in their gardens, Dowling said. There's always a variety, but we never really know what to expect from year to year. But you can expect some old faithfuls such as irises, hostas, and Shasta daisies. Dowling says it is also difficult to predict what plants will be on sale due to the hot weather in early April that resulted in perennials shooting up much earlier than expected. But some perennials do come up later. So, people will just bring what they have, Dowling said. Sometimes, members who grow their vegetable from seed will bring their excess. We usually get some herbs and a few native plants as well. For anyone wanting to donate plants, Dowling says plants can be dropped off at the ECFTA on Friday, May 12 between 4 and 6 p.m. The society will not accept invasives, such as goutweed, periwinkle of forget-me-nots. We are expecting quite a variety. And members are always on hand to help people select their plants. They might be looking to plant somewhere hot and sunny, and other times they want something that will grow under a tree and in dry shade. So, we will try to help them pick the right plants. And of course, we like to chat as well, Dowling said. Yes, we like to sell plants, but we also just like to meet people in Ellora. We are small, but very friendly. It's a big deal for us to meet our neighbors, especially after COVID-19. Last year, we held our first plant sale since the pandemic, and it was so nice to get back to it. Dowling says whether you are a beginner or a seasoned gardener, there is something for everyone as the society offers many opportunities to learn from knowledgeable guest speakers. Meetings are held on the third Wednesday of the month, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Ellora Public Library, unless otherwise stated. As well as tending to their own gardens, members hold lecture meetings, garden tours, and look after flower beds in the community. It is very rewarding to be able to participate in the planting and maintenance of community flower beds, including beds at the hospital, Dowling said. Dowling lives in Old Nicoll Township, just outside of Fergus, and has been a member of the society since 1991. She says some of the perks of a membership are the opportunities to share gardening stories and advice. It's a chance to meet with like-minded people, other gardeners. We all have a different approach to gardening, and you just keep learning from each other. And we all have our difficulties or problems in our own gardens, Dowling said. It's very much about the social aspect. We can commiserate together. We understand each other whether it's a groundhog or rabbit in the garden, plant problems including ones that just won't grow. You might think it's just you, but then it turns out that everyone is having problems growing the same plant too. And we do enjoy doing a nosy peek around each other's gardens. Ellora and Salem Horticultural Society currently has more than 85 members. We dropped a bit during COVID-19, but of course, that was because we weren't doing anything, Dowling said. But, Dowling says, everyone is so excited to get back to in-person meetings again this year. It's all about the camaraderie. And there are just so many opportunities to learn, Dowling said. If you are a new gardener in the area, it's a great place to meet other gardening friends. If you like gardening, it's the place to go. For more information, visit here or the Ellora and Salem Horticultural Society Facebook page.